think we left off last time with Rav Yosef Engel. We were discussing Erech Nem Bisurin, and we had this issue with Taisus where we were saying Erech Nem Bisurin. The Gemara had said Erech Nem Bisurin doesn't apply to a Davar Shebe'erva, it doesn't apply when you have a Cheskas Isur. So Taisus at the bottom of Beis Amud Beis said, wait a second, how do I know where's the Rashi? And Taisus both dealt with, how do I know where's the source for Erech Nem Bisurin? So Rashi had said, oh, the source is, didn't really tell us the source, just told us, come on, it happens all over the place at Erech Nem Bisurin. And Tosa says, Safra lo liatzma. It's from Nida that we know Erech Nem Bisurin. Rezava Gedola. That's how we know Erech Nem Bisurin. So he said, there are a couple of issues we need to deal with. First of all, by Rezava Gedola, it's a Cheskas Isur. So Tosa himself deals with that question, right? And then we have the other issue is, forget about the Cheskas Isur, is Rezava Gedola Isurin? Isn't that Davar Sheba Erva? Or maybe it's, what else? Tumah V'Tahara? Who says it's Yisurin in the first place? And we know that Erech Nem Yisurin certainly doesn't apply to a Davar Sheba Erva. That's Beferish in our Gemara. And doesn't apply with Tumah V'Tahara. So I wanted to take a look at Rav Yosef Engel in the Gliyoni HaShas, where he discusses this issue of the nature of Nida. Klal Chafal. So we did the last two paragraphs, but let's go back to the beginning now. Klal Chafal, bo yudubar beinyan nida lebaila imu isra tuma. Is nida lebaila, is that an issue of isra, or is that an issue of tuma? It's not in the packets, I gave it as a separate photocopy last time, and I don't have extras. And you looked on last time, so I guess you look on now. Yeah. I don't remember. So I apologize, didn't make other copies. So says Rav Yosef Engel, there's a Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph. I first saw this from Yosef Engel when we were learning Baba Kama in the Kolo, and Rav Shechter quoted it. Tosfos in Baba Kama, Daf Yud Aleph, Dibur Maskel De'ein, Kosfos Bezel Hashanah. Tosfos writes as follows. Vim Tomer L'Rav Lazer Domer Choshim Mishum De'ein Miksa Shilya B'lo Vlad. Avlim Hoya Miksa Shilya B'lo Vlad, Lo Yisa Choshashas Hechidami. What's the case? Mixa shilya blavlad. A woman has placenta come out, and she doesn't know if she's a yoledes or not a yoledes, right? So according to Rav Lazar, we're choshish for a vlad because whenever the shilya, whenever the placenta comes out, there's always some vlad that comes out as well. There's always a baby, meaning something that qualifies halachically as a baby that would make her tamei as a yoledes. But if it were possible to have shilya come out without vlad, to have the placenta come out without the vlad, then you wouldn't have to worry about anything. Because then it's just a suffix. So Tosfos says, what are you talking about? Hechidami, what's the case where we have a suffix whether she's a yoledes, and we're not worried about anything? Iber Rosh HaSarabim afil b'chad sfeik ha-metari. If it was in Rosh HaSarabim, so suffix of Rosh HaSarabim is tahar, you shouldn't need a svek sveika. You shouldn't need a svek sveika to make a tahar. In that Gemara, the Gemara required a svek sveika to say that it's tahar. Two sveikas. Yeah. Where something came out, she's not sure if Shilya came out, and even if Shilya did come out, she's not sure if Vlad came out with it.
So we're
worrying
about her being Tamei.
Right, Tamei is the Yoledes. Right. So it's a Svek Sveka. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Tosfos says, wait a second. If it's a Suffolk in Rosh HaSarabim, you don't need a Svek Sveka. One Suffolk would be good enough. Viber Rosh HaSayachid, afil b'svek Svek Sveka nami Tamei. And if it was in Rosh HaSayachid, Svek Sveka doesn't help. The halacha of Suffolk to Rosh HaSayachid is so strong that even if it's multiple sveikos, you're always going to be machmir. Savik tam brishos yachid is tameh. You're always going to be machmir. That's not kol sveikos shat yachal harbos brishos yachid afilu b'svek sveika tameh. All the sveikos in the world are going to be tameh brishos yachid. So says Taisvus over there, Yeshlomar, Teshmaitin ayri li'inyan la'osral baila. Ad kal neshona. That's it. What's Tosfos' answer? That we're not worried about, is she going to be mitame truma? Is what the seat that she sat on tame? No, that's what we're worried about. What are we worried about? Is she going to be allowed to be with her husband? And that's not tumentara. That's iser v'heter. What emerges from that, Tosfos? That anytime you ask, is a woman a nida? Is a woman a yoledes? Is a woman a zava? You are asking two shailas. Number one, you're asking a shaila in Tumentara, and number two, you're asking a shayla in Isser V'Heter. Klape the husband, it's purely an Isser V'Heter shayla. Klape everybody else, it's klape her chair and the truma and the Beis Hamikdash. Then it's a Tumentara shayla. Umavur baze de iser yoledes lebaila einenu mishum tuma rak iser greda hu kishari isurei Torah. You see from here, the fact that a yoledes is not allowed to be with her husband is not a din in tuma. It's not that the husband is not allowed to become tame to his wife, he's a yoledes. Said he's not allowed to be with his wife, he's a yoledes. It's an iser. So the whole, all the rules of tuma don't play a role over here. Upashut, if that's true by Yoleda, says Rav Yosef Engel, it's obvious. It would be pashut that the same would be true whenever you have a shaila about a nida or a zava, and it's not an issue of tuma; it's an issue of iser. The nida v'zava Yoleda is kulu b'neichad the bixayinu. Because neither Zavi Yoledes, they're all in the same category. We always throw them all together. Ayn Rambam Hilchos Yisurei Biyah Perkei Halacha Beis Ayn Misef Shash Shmeitz Shmeitz Al Perkei Beis Shedikdei Gamkin Klal Zemi Divrei Tosfos Hanal. He says, I'm not the first one to realize this. A lot of other Achronim realize this connection from this Tosfos. Yeah.
Just to be clear, so that just answers why by Zavi Gedola that's really a case of, I mean, as far as we're concerned, it's a case of Yisur. I mean, it's a case of tuma tahara also, but as far as we're concerned, it's also a case of iser, and that's what we're focusing on.
Right. I mean, the fact that the husband's allowed to believe her is iser. The fact that she's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash, or she's allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash because we believe her that she's tahara, that's tuma tahara. So that wouldn't be the source of erech nami sun. But the fact that the husband's allowed to sleep with her, when she herself, you know, told him that she's tahara, that's iser. So we see that it's erech nami sun. Or let's say she touched truma. Can we eat the truma, or do we have to burn it? So, and do we have to throw her out of the Beis HaMikdash? Meaning, if someone tamei walks into the Beis HaMikdash, we can't just say, whatever, it's their problem. We don't really have such a live and let live attitude. We have to protect the kedushas HaMikdash, and part of that is being motzi tuma from the Mikdash. You know that Gemara in Yuma, very unbelievable Gemara in Yuma. Gemara says that. One time there were two Kohanim that got into a fight, and one of them stabbed the other one and he killed him, and as he was dying, the father of the dying Kohen says, quick, remove the body, because we can't have Tumah in the Mikdash. And the Gemara says how messed up they were in that generation, that they were more concerned about the Tumah than they were about the life of their own children. Like, the fact that the guy was dying, that didn't bother them. But the problem was their priorities, but you do have to remove tuma from the Mikdash. There is a din that you're supposed to remove tuma from the Mikdash. It just shouldn't take priority over, you know, your kid's life.
She's Ne'amah to say that she's, isn't that like, I mean, by Isser, like, that makes sense why she's Ne'amah, because we said Erech Ne'amah Misur, but why do we say that she's Ne'amah by the Tuma Tahara aspect?
Why do we say?
If that falls under different Isser.
Maybe she's not. Meaning, according to this, maybe she's not. Maybe Lagabi the Tumah Tahara, she's not believed. We need to aid him for that. And her truma that she touches, which is going to come out very strange. The husband's going to be allowed to sleep with her, and truma that she touches, he's not going to be allowed to eat if he's a Kohen.
But it has the same issue then, because how does anyone know? The only person that knows is her. Is it not? Who else would know about it?
Right, we're going to run into practical trouble. How do we ever know to believe her? It's a very, very strong question. I don't know. But he has other kashas on this also. So go to the next paragraph. Vulam, yeshli leheiros elanias died. By the way, I was just thinking of a parallel to this, where we have something that's tumentara, but also has another element of iser in it. Rav Shechter has a mahalich in Be'ikve Atzon about, Rav Shechter wrote a long tshuva in Be'ikve Atzon about Kohanim flying on airplanes, not when there's a mace on the plane, but when the plane goes over a cemetery. So the halacha is that tuma from a grave goes ad l'rukiyah, right? It goes all the way up ad l'rukiyah. So if you go over, there are three ways that you can contract tumas ohel. Either you stay in the same room as the dead body, you go over a dead body, or a dead body goes over you. So cemeteries, typically the way they plan cities when they build airports is they like to build airports near cemeteries because there's something called noise pollution. People who live near airports, as we can all attest, have the nuisance of having planes fly over all the time, make a lot of noise. But dead people almost never complain about the noise that comes from the planes. So they like to have cemeteries near the airport. So the question is, can you go in a plane where the plane's going to be flying over the airport? No, where the plane's going to be flying over the cemetery. Right? So is that an issue of Tumas Kohanim? So the plane itself is klimateches, it's metal. If it were something that were chutzitz b'fnei ha-tumah, so the tumah would hit the bottom of the plane, would stop there, and wouldn't affect the people. But since the plane itself is mekabel tumah, so the plane can't stop the tumah, so everyone in the plane should become tameh. Right? That's the kasha. So Moshe wrote a tshuva, he said, no, planes are made with aluminum. And aluminum is not one of the chamesh matchilos, it's not one of the five metals mentioned in chumash, and therefore it doesn't have a din of a metal, and therefore it could stop the tumah. Quite a chiddush, no? So there are rayas to this in Rishonim. But anyway, that's where Moshe Shita. Rav Shechter had a whole different mahalich. What was his mahalich? It was essentially that the isser of tumas kohanim is not an isser of tumah. It's a din in isser v'heter that a kohen has an isser of his skarvus lemes, of being near a dead body, of being too, of proximity to a dead body. It's not an isra of tumah to a dead body, and it doesn't follow the rules of tumah and tara. When a kohen's up in an airplane and he's nowhere near the dead body, dead body's way down there, and he's like, he doesn't even realize there's a dead body anywhere near him, and it's not anywhere near him, he's thousands of feet in the air, he's not in proximity to a dead body. Is he tumah? Yes, but that's not the isra. And he has five or six rayas to this yisod.
What's the, what is that a problem if there's a mace on the
plane? On the plane would be a problem anyway. That might be a different problem. Right. But he has five or six rayas to this yisod. One raya is there's an isser for a kohen to be in the room with a shchiv mirah, someone who's dying, even though he's not dead. There's no tum in the room yet. So why is he not? Because he's in proximity to death. Even if he leaves before the guy dies, he's not allowed to be in that room. Because kohen is not allowed to be in proximity. Now it's machlokes rishon whether that's nisad darais or nisad drabanan. If it's nisad drabanan, it's easy to explain. You don't want him to be there when the guy dies, so you tell him to get out. But if it's nisad darais, how do you explain it? So you could say isad darais, it's a siyag darais. You know, sometimes even the Torah makes a siyag to stop you from doing an isad. Okay, it's another piece in Rav Yosef Engel, but it could be that it's just an isad to have hiskarvus lemeis. He has many other rayas to this idea, this isra of iskarvus lemeis. So this piece reminded me of that. That sometimes, even when there are things that are clearly rooted in tumah tahorah, there are elements to the halacha that aren't tumah tahorah related, that are isra v'heter related. And that's what he seems to be suggesting. That v'safra Allah, you can't deny that nida, zava, yoledes, these are dinim and tumah tahorah primarily. But Legabe the Baal, it's not a din in tumah tahorah. Legabe the Baal, it's din in isser v'heter. You ask a very good kasha of how we practically deal with it, legabe truma. Meaning, do you need two edim to watch her do her bedikos? How do you do that? We do it. I mentioned last time that it would be impossible because it would be two edim would have to be two men over the age of bar mitzvah where they can be there while she's doing a bedika. It's going to be impossible, right? We do have ways to get around things like that. You need a bezin to be there when a woman becomes a giyores. So they need to see the tevila. So we have ways to get around it to deal with the issue of how they're not going to see her naked, how they're not going to have to be there while she. So different batei din of different malchim were developed over the generations, having very murky water, and she'll go in up to her neck, and then they'll call the beis din in. The beis din will come in when she's up to her neck in the murky water, so they can't see anything under the water, and they'll watch her go under, and then the beis din will go out, and she'll come out after they leave. Right, something like that. So there are ways to deal with these issues, maybe. But yeah, it's very practically it would be extremely difficult. So next paragraph. The Gemara Nivamis has the following question. The parach. The lomli trei kray lemechusu kipurim dezava dioledes shasurim bekachim. The Gemara asks, why do I need two pesukim to tell me that if someone already went through their entire tahara process, yoledes, let's say, how does a woman gives birth, how long is she tameh for? Depends. On? Boy or girl. Boy, she's tameh for 7 days, girl's tameh for 14 days, and then followed by those days of tumah she has, imei tahara, for a boy 33 days, for a girl 66 days, where she's tahara. Can she eat karbanos yet? So the halacha is no. She can't eat karbanos until the end of the 40 days for the boy, the 80 days for a girl, when she then brings a karban on day 41/day 81. Right? Till that point, she's considered mechusar kippurim. So the Gemara there says, why do I need two psukim? Apparently there are two psukim that teach me that she's not allowed to eat kachim until she brings that karban. Because she's mechusar kipurim. She hasn't yet brought a karban. And the Gemara answers, it's richi. Dikas rachmana b'yoledes. Had it only told me this halacha b'yoledes, then mechusar kipurim cannot eat a karban. Hava amina dafki yoledes mishum demeruba tumasa. I would say that's only by Yoledes because she's tummy for so long. She has 80 days where she's not allowed to eat a karban. But maybe by Zav, where it's only a week, it's only a couple of days sometime, well, only a week, let's say, for Zav Gedola. So I would think that there's no such rule that she needs to wait for her karban. Vikas Rachmana Bezav, and if it only would have told me by Zav she needs to wait to bring her karban, I mean, Dafka Zav, the Lohutar Michlolo. I would think it's only by Zav where it's not Hutar Michlolo. What does Hutar Michlolo mean? That there's an exception to this rule. Avul Yoledes Emelo, but by Yoledes there's an exception to the rule. Kamash Malon. So what's the exception to the rule? Says Rashi. Ubarashi Kasav, Yoledes Hutar Michlolo Sharoa Dam Utahor Labayla. Avul Zav Lo Hutar Michlolo the Kalkamad Lopasik Tame. Says Rashi. What's the exception to the rule of the Isra of Tumah that a Yoledes has? Is that during that 33 days for a boy or 66 days for a girl, she's allowed to be with her husband. So there's an meaning, even though she's not allowed to catch him until after all those days are over, so she's tame legabe catch him, but she's tahar legabe her husband. So you see, this tumah is not taken, it's not the most serious tumah, it's hutar michlalam. It's a tumah with an exception. And when it's a tumah with an exception, maybe it's not viewed as such a serious tumah. So what's this kasha going to be? What's Rav Yosef Engel's kasha going to be? What did I just get through saying? That when it comes to baila, it's not an issue of tumah. What's it an issue of? It's a v'heter. So how can you call this tumah with an exception? The exception isn't in tumah. Where's the exception? In issur v'heter, l'gabe baila. Doesn't that gemara imply that l'gabe baila it's also did in tumah tara? And it's not a din issur v'heter because it says, look, this tumah is not so serious because we're makel on this tumah for her husband. No, we're not makel on the tumah for her husband. We're makel on issur v'heter for the husband. So don't you see that it's a din tumah? It's kaval d'garaya. V'neim of the issur l'bayla and enem mishum tumah. If you want to say this l'bayla has got nothing to do with tumah, imkein ein zeh hutar michlal l'klal. That's not an exception to the tumah. Kivin the issur b'kachim mishum tumah. This one kashim relates to tumah. Skip the parentheses. Vim kain hare hashem tumah lo hutar b'shem makom. We don't have an exception to tumah. De b'mash hutar l'bayla hare lo hutar hashem tumah klal. The fact that she's allowed to be with her husband is not a din in tumah at all. Given the gami sur l'bayla in enum pasa tumah klal, because the whole isser to her husband is never in tumah. So the conclusion you have to draw from that Gemara in Yevamos is that the din legabe her husband is also a din in tumah, kamo yisur b'kachim, just like her isur b'kachim. Val ken yoledes shumateres lebayla shapir chashiva hutar michlola. That's why the Gemara considers it hutar michlola, considers an exception. V'shapir kilu tumasa legabe zav shlo hutar tumasa michlola. Mashen ken yoledes, and that's why a zav has a certain kula that Yoledes does not have. Because by the Zav, there is no Hutar Michlala. By the Yoledes, there is Hutar Michlala. Now, says Rav Yosef Engel, I thought this was a strong raya, that the din of Labayla is a din in Tumantara. But he says, you got to know how to read Rashi. What does Rashi say over there? What makes it hutar michlala? Unbelievable. V'ra'e de Rashi diyavamas hanal diyek lichtov. Rashi was very precise with every word that he wrote. He wrote as follows. Diyoledes hutar michlala sharo adam utahora labayla. What's the exception by Yoledes? That she sees dam and she's tahar to her husband. Does the husband care if she's tahar? What does the husband care about? If she's mutar. What does Rashi say, Tahor Labayla? Oh, Velokas of Shemu Teres Labayla. He doesn't say that the exception to Tum and Tara is that she's Mutar Labayla. V'kivi in Bozeh, what Rashi must mean by this is Leva'er de Etzema Tumah Hutar Michlala. That the Tumah becomes Mutar over here. That the Tumah is not applicable over here. Dibzmana yosa asur lebaila azai enenu isur levad rak tuma. Varei us tamei lebaila velo levad asura. She's tamei lebaila, not only asur lebaila. Ubimei dam tor nahapachu. When she's seeing dam tor, when she's in those 33 6 days, it's the opposite. Da'azhi tahora lebaila. At that time, she is tahor to her husband. Valkein shapir chashiva hatuma hutur michlola b'mashe inena b'yimei dam tawar legabe bala. Meaning, I think what he's saying is that the din legabe bala is a din in iser v'heter, but it's triggered by tuma. When is she mutter to her husband? When she's tahor. Yes, for her husband, it's a din in... There's no isra for the husband to become tamei to his wife, his nida. And let's say his wife sat on a chair. Is there an isra for the husband to sit on that chair afterwards? He's going to become tamei. It's tumas moshav hazav. But there's no isra for him to become tamei. It's an isra in isra v'heter to be with his wife's nida. An isra to do ma'isim biya. It's not an isra of tumah. But that isra of being with her, that isra of the ma'isa bia, is triggered by her status of being a tamei. So that's why it's called hutar michlola, even though it's a din in isra v'heter for the husband, because the whole din is triggered by her status as tumah v'tahara, being tamei or tahora. Meaning the point is, if she weren't considered tahora, she wouldn't be muteras. So therefore, it is an exception in Tahara. So that's in terms of the Raya from Yevamos. Skip down. Oh, next paragraph as we get back to Git. So that's Ayin Od B'Yerushalmi. It's on the flip side of the page. Ayin Od B'Yerushalmi, Shabbos Perek Zayin Alacha Beis. So the Yerushalmi says as follows. The parachasim, the lama yatzis nida mechal arayos lichtav badin ha'ara'a hametzinu lemil famishar arayos. Why do we need to say by nida? Familiar with ha'ara? Ha'ara is tchilas bia. The beginning of bia is called ha'ara. There's several stages in bia. So why is it that we have to be taught by nida that you already violate the iser, the chi of kares, of sleeping with the nida, even at tchilas bia? Why don't we learn it from all other arayos? You sleep with an eshes ish. You're violated when you have tchilas bia. So nida is just one of the other arayos, no? He's shifting now. Up until now we were discussing, wait a second, is nida really iser v'heter? Isn't nida tumantara? Now he's dealing with the other issue. Is nida really regular iser v'heter? Isn't nida davar shebe'erva? Isn't it arayos? So let's take a look at the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks, why can't I learn Anida from all the other arayos? Umashani, shalot tomer, hol vein chayev nalel mishum tumma lo nasaba es ha'ara kigomer. That I would have thought that since Nida is tumma related, that ha'ara is not enough. Umavur bezeg gamkein, de Nida l'bali hi tumma v'lo isir. Now you see from that Yerushalmi that Nida l'bali is a din in tumma, it's not a din in isir, because it refers to it as tumma. Okay, so that's one kasha. That's one problem, because we wanted to say that Nida's din in Isra v'heter in order to make it the source of Erech and then Bisurin, right? Ukvar heir b'zeh b'gilyon sham v'chaz v'layim t'ayis b'bava kama anal. Fine, so they say, you got to look at Tosim b'bava kama that we spoke about. Figure this all out. Ulam ha-karbonet ha-sham garas shalot tomer hol v'in chayavna l'mishum tumah v'chulei. V'zeh l'shono. Karbonet writes like this. Karbonet is one of the major commentaries on the Yerushalmi. What's the other major commentary on the Yerushalmi? You know, Pnei Moshe. I think I don't learn much Yerushalmi. What did you say? I think it's Pnei Moshe and the Carbonado, the two big ones. And I never really learned Yerushalmi, so I don't know. I'm pretty sure those are the two big ones. Well, Pirush is El Shono. Hol ve'in chayav na lenida mishum tuma. Pirush mishum erva, elu mishum nida. Since the reason you chayav for nida is not because of erva, but rather it's because of nida. Therefore, I would think you don't learn it from other arayos. It doesn't follow the same rules as other arayos. That's why I need to be told this din again by nida, that hara'a, that even tchilas be a count. What does he mean by that? Says Rav Yosef Engel. The kavanasu nira de erva karila b'Yerushalmi tuma al derechem v'vorish b'shasti dan yivam safir alvam l'alav. that sometimes when we refer to Davar Sheba'erva, we call it Tumah. Sometimes the word Tumah doesn't mean Tumah Tara. The word Tumah means Arayas. Where do you ever have that? The word Tumah means what? Where? So, good, but particularly, where do we know the holding of Savik Tumah Rishas Yachid, Savik Tumah Rishas Ram? What's the source of that holding? The Savik Tumah Rishas Yachid is Tameh, Savik Tumah Rishas Ram is Tar. You know where we know that from? Sota. The Sota, the Torah says, Vitama, when she is Mitameh herself by sleeping with another man, she's Tahar, the man's Tahar. She's not Mitameh herself when she sleeps with another man. But the Torah calls that Tumah. Right? So the Gemara says, oh, when we're not sure if she slept with another man, she just had Yichud, and it was a Suffolk, and it was in a Rishus HaYachid, we're going to be Machmir and say she's Asir her husband. From there we learn, Suffolk to Rishus HaYachid is Tameh. It's not about Tumah and Tara at all. What's it about? Arayus, Tenacious Ish. And what does the Torah call it? Tumah. Sometimes Tumah is code word for Arayus. Sometimes Tumah is code word for not kosher. When we describe not kosher animals. I was once sitting in a shir. A guy was giving a whole shir about a behemoth Tumeya. He was talking about it. The animal was in the same room as the dead body and became Tumah. An animal can't become tummy from dead body. There's no tumma by an animal. Behemoth tmeya means a non-kosher animal. So a guy once gave a whole shir about chamra, and I was describing a donkey, and it was all about wine. I was reading a whole gemara the whole way. So, my first year, it's terrible. I don't judge others. So, What the Karban Eda is saying is that the term Tumah, maybe not Yerushalmi, is not about Tumah. What's it about? Arayos. Based on, like how the Gemara Yavama says, Dafir Aleph, Sara Sota Asura. Why is the co-wife of a Sota Asur to be with the husband? My Taima, Tumah Ksiv Baka Arayos. Because Sota uses the term Tumah just like he uses by Arayos. So Sota's Arayos. Arayos, Sota is called Tumah. Arayos are called Tumah. So sometimes Tumah means Arayos. Oh, so what's the Yerushalmi really saying? Ulefi dvar v'yesh kam kein chiddush b'Yerushalmi anal. De nida lo mikri erva rak iser greda. Nida is not called Arayos. It's only called Iser. So not only is it not Tumah Matara, it's not even Arayos. L'may naf kamina whether it's Arayos. Who cares whether you call it Arayas or not? Are you allowed to sleep with an Ida? No. Okay? Why do I care whether you call it Arayas or you call it Isser Vahater? It's Isser. It's Asser for me to do. So two Nafkaminas right off the bat. Someone puts a gun to your head and says, sleep with an Ida or I will kill you. So if someone puts a gun to your head and says, sleep with an Isser Sisher, I will kill you. Sleep with your mother, I will kill you. What do? You get killed. It's Yarek Valiavar. Because Gilei Arayos is one of the big three, what if someone says sleep with an Ida? So if it's Arayos, you gotta get killed. If it's not Arayos, just an Isser, so then it's like someone putting a gun to your head saying, eat a ham sandwich, I'm gonna kill you. What do? You eat the ham sandwich. So that's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, Ein Dover Sheber V'Pachs Mishnayim. That's only a din by Arayos. Do you need two witnesses to tell you she's not an Ida? So Kvar Dibur Achronim Yisavik Zed. The Achronim talk about this. Is Nida Arayos? Is it not Arayos? So he says Vehi Iru, and they all bring Araya Mitais is getting Dav Beis Amid Beis. You could blame Rabbi Levin for us doing this from Yosef Engel. When he saw they were doing Erech Nam Bisur, he says, "You're not going to discuss whether it's Arayos or whatever." I'm like, "Oh, better make a copy of that Rav Yosef Engel." I guess I'm going to discuss it.
Wait, so now we're using the Tosfos as Araya for.
Oh, so how is he going to use the Tosos?
But the whole thing was we're discussing why it...
So what did Tosos say? How do I know Erech Nam Bisurin from? Nida. So what does Tosos must hold?
That it's in case of
Isra. That it's not Arayos, right?
I thought we were discussing why Tosos holds that. How are you using Tosos as Araya to that?
Right.
The whole thing was we're discussing why...
Right, that's how we used our segue. But it must be that Tosos holds that this is Vahater. And it's not Arayos. And that's like the Karban Eda saying from the Yerushalmi. Okay. Right? That it's only Yisra V'Hatir. So he says here, Tais Gittin of Bezim Bezim Raslahavi, Nuchami, the frame to need a lochash of Darvish Shaberva. So that's one. One raya that it's not a rayos. Umidivre, Beis Yosef Yardesim Kufsadi Hei. Beis Yosef Yardesim Kufsadi Hei. Kufsadi, when you get married, or right before, hopefully before you get married, when you start learning Hilchas Nida, so you take Chassan classes typically, and the Chassan teacher will teach you, try to give you a summary of all of Hilchas Nida. From that summary, you probably won't be able to just open up a Shulchan Aruch and really just say, oh, I know all this already. But one simon that's very easy to read that you probably can pick up very, very easily is simon Kuf Tzadihei. Kuf Tzadihei is the simon about harchakos. It's about the things you're not allowed to do with Ishto Nida. When your wife is Nida, what are you not allowed to do? So in your day, simon Kuf Tzadihei, Beis Yosef writes, Vorsham Lehibuch, the Chashiva Erva Lidin Yahar Gval Yavor. That's where the Beis Yosef writes that Negiyah B'Darachiba with Ishto Nida is a rayos. His scarvus lenida is an isra of a rayos. That it's yaharig val yava. Nida is more severe even than, let's say, a pnuya. Single girl. So is sleeping with a single girl, is that a rayos? That's not a rayos. But nida, Beis Yosef says, much, much worse. It's a rayos. So from the Beis Yosef sounds, it is a rayos. From the Tosus over here sounds, not a rayos. From the Yerushalmi, the way Karben Eda understood, not a rayos. Ulam, midivar Yerushalmi anal, fi pirusha Karben Eda anal, lo reisi, mishahei. But Rav Yosef Engel says, I think I'm the first one to chap that Karben Eda on the Yerushalmi. I haven't seen anyone discuss it. Veish leir od bezem, mishas gittin dav vavam beiz. Kalamati leim yiseir besoch beiro, lesov beiso, lesov hu bali de gimel averos. Gile arayos, shvils dam vichol shabbos. Gemara says in Gittin Davav that if a person is Matil Emi Yisera B'soch Beso, the mood in his house is that his wife is terrified of him. So then, it's going to lead him to three big averos. Avod Zor Gile Rai Shvich Zdam. No, Gile Rai Shvich Zdam Min Chil Shabbos. Why? So Pirush Rashi, Dimar Masul Gile Rai Shvich Zdam, Kishamagi Azman Tvi Lasa Be'is Tzina Vihi Rei Lomar Lo Tavalti Yumashamash Tonida. What's going to happen? She's terrified of her husband. It's going to be freezing cold. She lives in Russia, and it's freezing cold. And the only mikvah is, cutting a hole in the ice in the river and going down. And she's afraid to go. She's afraid she's going to suffer from frostbite or whatever. But she's afraid to tell her husband that she didn't go to the mikvah. So she'll say she did go to the mikvah, and she'll sleep with her husband. Gili Arias. This bug won't quit. Umuchach dinida mikri erva. So you see from there the need is called erva. Midkarli ashas gile arayas. That's a pretty stark araya, no? Unless you can come up with an alternate explanation of why it's going to lead you to gile arayas. Why else might it lead you to gile arayas? Right. She might go to someone else, and he might go to someone else, and. Good. The question is, the problem. Why didn't Rashi say that? That she'll be so terrified of him, she'll go cheat on him. What is the lashon of the Gemara? So who ba lidei kimel averos? He's going to come to three averos. Now the truth is, not every time that a Gemara says in an agadita that something is like gilei arayos does it really mean gilei arayos. We have a concept of Abizrael to Gilei Arayos, things that are similar to Gilei Arayos, things that are reminiscent of Gilei Arayos. So, it doesn't necessarily have to be taken literally, but it sounds at least from Rashi that Rashi took it literally, and that Rashi understands that Nida is Gilei Arayos. Oh, she's asher to him because she slept with somebody else, and he'll sleep with her viter. So is that gilei arayos? That's a lav though. I don't think that's gilei arayos. I think that's just a losa say. When a man's wife cheats on him, she's asura lebol, she's asura lebal, she's asura to both. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Says Rav Yosef Engel, Va'ashuv l'inyanenu. Let's go back to our topic over here. Va'omer. T'mishasti don muchach l'chor d'nidei nenu tuma rak isr midbay l'melef b'vam staf n'dal l'mral. We have a raya from the Gemara that Nida is not tuma, Nida's isr. From the fact that it wants to learn din hara b'kol harayas min Nida b'memetzinu parach rak mal l'nida shkem et hamez bawala. The Gemara says, nah, you can't compare Nida to the other arayos because Nida's metame her boel. So you see that, meaning, what's his raya? The Gemara tries to compare Nida with other arayos. Are other arayos tuma or are other arayos iser v'heter? Sleeping with your sister, tuma or iser v'heter? Iser v'heter, right? So the fact that the Gemara in Yevamos Sundal tries to compare Nida to other arayos, and the Gemara says, now you can't really compare them because Nida has a separate din that the guy becomes tame from being bowl in Nida also. So what does that tell you? That's the only reason we don't want to compare them. Why doesn't the Gemara just say, no, Nida's got nothing to do with other arayos. Other arayos are just v'heter. Nida is din in Tumah Tara. So the fact that it doesn't say that shows you that Nida must also be a din in Isra v'heter. Is that a very convincing raya? No, because maybe that's the Gemara's answer. I mean, the Gemara is saying, Mal Nida shekein metamez bo'ala, meaning to say that the problem with sleeping with the Nida is that you become Tameh. It's not that the problem is that it's Isra v'heter. Maybe that's the Gemara's whole point, that the whole issue is only an issue of Tuma. Rav Yosef Engel doesn't see it that way. He thinks it's a good raya that the Gemara in Yevamos Sundalit is saying that Nida is not a din of Tumah, it's only a din of Isser. V'chein atosus v'gitin daf beizam beiz, dibar maschalad, kosvu d'din eirach nem bisurin, yalfina min Nida. Eirach nem bisurin is a din in, if we learn from Nida, so you see that it's got to be a din in Isser. V'i isa harim vor b'yevamos daf kuv gimlam beiz, di Isser mitumah lo gamrina, but you can't learn Isser from Tumah. V'al karchach de Nida hu gamkein Isser v'lo Tumah. So you see that Nida must be a din in Isser, not Tumah. V'ulam b'kama mekomos matzinu d'yalfinu nisr mitumah v'din chazaka b'kala tori yalfinu rak minega du tumah. He says, okay, so his final thing is the raya from Aratosos. Aratosos says, what's the whole source of Eirach Nem Bisurin is Nida. So you can prove two things from Aratosos. Number one, that Nida is not a davar shebe'erva. Number two, that it's Isser, it's not Tumah. How can you prove that it's Isser, it's not Tumah? Because the Gemara tells us Isser mitumah lo yalfina, meaning if it were tumah, you would not be able to derive Eirach Nem Bisurin from a case about tumah. So it has to be about Isser. But then he says, but there are halachos that we actually do derive from tumah to Isser and Isser to tumah. For instance, the very concept of chazaka we learn from the parsha of Tzara'as. Tzara'as is a din in tumah. It's not a din in Isser. That's how he finishes off what we did last time. A nega la nega is saras, right? That's talking about saras. And that's the category that's about tumah and tahara. So we do learn things. So he said, we have to figure that out some other time. How sometimes we can learn things from tumah to isser, sometimes we can't learn things from tumah to isser. A good takasha, like they say. Right? We have to deal with that. But that's why that last line of our Tosel is very, very critical in the sugya in general. Now, did we even touch the beginning of Tosfos? Oh, no, forget about the beginning of Tosfos, the very end of Tosfos. So we said there were two problems with saying that the source is Vesafala. One problem is that it's not Davar Shebe'erva, that it seems to be Davar Shebe'erva. Another problem is that it seems to be Tumah V'Tahara. So he said, oh, you see Tosfos holds that it's not Davar Shebe'erva, not Tumah V'Tahara. Like you said, I put it the wrong way, meaning you see that Tosfos obviously holds. It's not like Rav Yosef Engel said. Tosfos obviously holds. It's not Davar Shebe'erva, it's not Tumah V'Tahara. But what about Cheskas Yisr? Doesn't she have a Cheskas Yisr? So Vim Tomer says Tosfos at the end, Imkein, Afilu Cheskas Yisura. We should say, if this is the source of Eirach Nem Bisur, then Eirach Nem Bisur should work even when you have a Cheskas Yisr. It's not a Cheskas Yisr because she's not becheskas that she's always going to see. What does that mean?
Is that general, meaning a woman is not always a nida, or is it that when she is a nida, it will end?
What do you mean? I'm not sure what the difference is.
The difference is are we dealing with her being a nida and she won't be Ruach Kol Shah, or are we dealing with her being a woman and she won't be Ruach Kol Shah?
I'm going to say it differently and you tell me if this is what you're asking. Are we dealing with her constantly bleeding or her constantly retaining the status of being a nida, of being tummy? What? No. If a woman bleeds and becomes a nida and she doesn't go to the mikveh ever,
yeah.
10 years later, she hasn't bled in 10 years, she's still a nida?
Yeah.
Yes. So how can you say that she's, meaning, what's the point over here? She had a chazakah that she was a nida, right? So we're saying she's not becheskas that she's going to remain a nida. Why not? Is Tosa saying that the chazakah was not that she was a nida, the chazakah was that she saw Adam, and that chazakah is not going to continue because she doesn't see that, continue to see Adam forever. She would die, she'd bleed out, right? One second. Let me back up for a second. What's the very definition of what does it mean chazakah? She had a cheskas iser. Why does cheskas iser mean anything to us? It's the last thing that we knew, and therefore we have the right to assume that it continues indefinitely. Indefinitely. If it doesn't continue indefinitely, then we would call that a chazakah ha'asuya lehishtanos, and that would be a much, much weaker chazakah. Let's say a chazakah that a girl is a katana. Well, you know, I have a chazakah that I'm 35 years old until I'm 36, and then the chazakah is not going to be, you know, it changes. It's a chazakah that changes just by itself. So what's the chazakah over here? The chazakah is that she bled, and therefore the chazakah that she's still bleeding? So then I understand what Tosfos is saying. That chazakah doesn't exist. That's not a chazakah, because a woman, that's a chazakah to the shanas. A woman can't keep on bleeding forever and ever. It's like in Vestos. There's a concept called Vestos in Hilchos Nida. Anyone familiar with Vestos? Yeah, Vestos means that we try to predict when a woman is going to become a Nida based on past performance. So we have all these crazy mathematical calculations. There are computer programs that actually track these things. Three different computer programs that actually track these things. It opens a whole new world when you start learning Hilchos Nida. But let's say a woman, she bleeds for 3 months in a row on the 14th day of the Hebrew month. So then she has a right to assume she has a Vesas Kavur. She bleeds on the 14th day of the month. Chodesh Mali, Chodesh Chasar, it doesn't matter. 14th day of the month. It's based on where the moon is positioned. Somehow she bleeds. Right? Or a woman bleeds like clockwork every 28 days. Every 28 days she gets bleeding. So then on the 28th day she can't be with her husband because she's got to worry that maybe it's going to come. Gemara talks about Vestos that work bidilugim. She bleeds 25 days from now. She bleeds day one, then 25 days later. Then again 26 days later, then again 27 days later, then again 28 days later. When's she going to have to worry next cycle? 29 days later. You see a pattern. So there's a discussion in the poskim. What if she bleeds 32 days later, then the next month 31 days later, then the next month 30 days later, then next month does she have to worry about 29? So you say, of course, why not? There's a pattern here. No, but what's a pattern? A pattern is something, meaning we're saying that she's mukhzuk, that this is going to be her cycle forever. Mm-hmm. This can't be her cycle forever. Because she'll die. She'll bleed to death. You can't bleed always constantly. Right? If it was getting bigger, so it'll go till she hits menopause. Right? And then she'll just stop bleeding. So that's fine. That could go forever. But to get more and more, it's machlokes aposkim, no sekel in the Shulchan Aruch. So if Tosfos is saying the chazakah is that chazakah that she was bleeding, so good, Tosfos tells me, you can't say, eina v'cheska shetei roa kol shah. Can't say that she's bleeding always. That's not a chazakah, because that can't continue. But why would that be the chazakah in the first place? I could read that those words of Tosfos if that's what he meant by the chazakah. But is that really what we mean by the woman being becheskas tuma, that she's becheskas, that blood is coming out of her body? No, what does becheskas tuma mean? That she's bechazaka, that she's an ida. Which meant blood once came out of her body and she hasn't been to the mikveh since then. They say Rav Moshe's wife didn't go to the mikveh for like 4 or 5 years when they were living in Russia. There was no mikveh available. So she just wasn't, that's why there's such space between their children, between the girls and the boys, between Rebbetzin Tendler, Allah Shalom and Rav David. It was like 5 years. Because they couldn't be together, because she didn't even go to the mikvah. So she's b'cheskas tuma. She retains that tuma. So then what's he saying though? She's that chazaka can't continue forever. Why not? All she has to do is not go to the mikvah, and then chazaka will continue forever. So this line of Tosfos is not so pashut at all to read. And then he says Vayter. I guess we'll do more of it tomorrow. Ukshavu shiva tahora mimela v'lo eschazik yisura. When 7 days pass, she's automatically tahor. What? That's not true. When's she tahor? When she goes to the mikvah after 7 days.
Maybe because
Biyadu
came after those 7 days.
Oh. Vigam Biyadu Litva. And it's also Biyadu. So he's saying, I need the combination of both. I need the combination of the fact that it's not going to last forever if she doesn't want it to. And it's her, and it's within her ability to make it not last forever.
So you say that ends the chazaka?
Yeah, meaning the only way that she could be, that you could say that she's going to be tameh forever and she can't do anything about it is if she bleeds forever. But women don't bleed forever. So there's going to be a time where she's going to be able to do something about it when she stops bleeding. And at that time, she can go to the mikveh. And that biyada takes care of the chazaka. What you need to really focus on in this line of Tosos is, I mentioned it once, but this is where it really comes up, the mechanics of biyada versus chazaka. Does biyada weaken the chazaka, or is it a completely separate factor from chazaka? Take a look if you have a chance tomorrow, and if you haven't yet. Oh, okay, good. Or what biyada does to the chazaka, to his chazak yisur. So let's take a look if you have a chance at the Maritz Chayis, the Paras Yosef, the Marsha, the Stipler, whichever ones you haven't looked at yet. These are all big over here. Okay.